From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. A batch of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to crippling it. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by the American forces last week has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capability. Military spokesman Peter Cook called Sulaiman Daoud al-Bakr the emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons and will continue to inform our operations into the future.
Capture of the Islamic State operative by U.S. forces was reported earlier this month, but his identity and role in the militant group's chemical weapons program was not disclosed until this week. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation UN Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the United Nations and the people it's sent to protect. UN mission to the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, 22 cases last year and several more in 2016. This is VOA News. President Obama welcomed fellow progressive Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters.
Canada is an extraordinarily valued member of the global coalition fighting ISIL, tripling its personnel to help train and advise forces in Iraq, stepping up its intelligence efforts in the region, and providing critical humanitarian support.
Prime Minister Trudeau said the friendship between the U.S. and Canada goes far beyond any two individuals or ideologies. He said he has confidence in the American people and looks forward to working with whomever they choose as the next president. Chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee here in Washington says Iran's missile launches this week are sparking strong resolve to renew and boost U.S. sanctions on Tehran. Senator Bob Corker tells VOA he's working with lawmakers of both parties to extend the so-called Iran Sanctions Act, which was suspended as part of last year's landmark nuclear accord with Tehran.
In the event there are violations, the snapback provisions that are part of the agreement that was agreed to at the UN mean that there has to be something to snap back to. So extending that, dealing with conventional weapons and dealing with ballistic missiles are three areas that I think we have a possibility of reaching consensus on.
The law targets international investment in Iran. It remains on the books, but will expire at the end of the year unless Congress extends it. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has counseled against a rush to extend the Iran Actions Act and sanctions, that is, and suggested patience during the implementation of the international nuclear deal. While North Korea's recent claim that it has miniaturized nuclear warheads drew skepticism in the U.S., there is growing concern in Washington that Pyongyang could transfer nuclear technology or materials to other countries. Former U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair warns Pyongyang could be more tempted to sell its nuclear materials or technology to earn cash amid increased sanctions. Last week, the U.N. Security Council adopted a new resolution expanding sanctions against North Korea in response to the North's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. U.S. General Wilson Schauffer says that reports in the Taliban is fracturing, he says. In Afghanistan's Helmand province, known as the Taliban stronghold, he spoke with reporters in Kabul. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.